Exactly 160 years ago today, on the 11th of February in the year 1858, our Blessed Mother appeared for the first time to a 14-year-old peasant girl by the name of Bernadette Soubeyrou in a beautiful village nestled within the Pyrenees Mountains in the far southwestern corner of France. The little village you know as well as your own name. The name of the village is Lourdes. And the Blessed Virgin Mary would appear at Lourdes to Saint Bernadette 18 different times 160 years ago. This month. Today I would like to talk about the ninth apparition of Our Lady at Lourdes on the 25th of February, 1858. On that day, our Blessed Mother told Saint Bernadette to go and drink and wash from the spring. Not seeing a spring, Saint Bernadette went immediately to drink from the nearby Gave River. But Mary said, no, I want you to drink from the spring over there. Except there wasn't a spring over there. But obedient to our Blessed Mother, Saint Bernadette went over there and dug in the ground three times looking for water. On the fourth attempt, Saint Bernadette found a little bit of water that she could drink. And she washed herself in the water, but it was more mud than water. Saint Bernadette left that ninth apparition with a lot of mud on her face, and everybody made fun of her. They thought she was, woohoo, a little crazy. But from that very day, from the 25th day of February in the year 1858, 160 years ago, that miraculous spring has not stopped producing fresh, clean, pure water. That spring at Lourdes produces over 30,000 gallons of fresh, clean water every single day. Scientists who have tested the water just say it's just normal water. And yet, sick people from all over the world come to Lourdes, France, who believe that the water has healing powers. I can tell you story after story, story after story of deathly sick people who have been miraculously healed after having bathed in the water. And the crutches that line the grotto of Lourdes testify to those who have been healed immediately, right on the spot. They say that over 350,000 people bathe in the waters of the spring at Lourdes every year. You know that Lourdes is the third largest Catholic pilgrimage spot in the world, after Rome and the Holy Land. Over 6 million people visit Lourdes, France, every year. And for the past 26 years, thanks to my very good friend, Pope St. John Paul II, today, February the 11th, is World Day for the Sick. Because of the millions of sick pilgrims who go to Lourdes, France, to be healed in the waters, Pope John Paul II thought that today seemed like a perfect day to pray for our brothers and sisters who are sick and suffering, to visit the sick, even though we can't often relieve their suffering. We can be with them and suffer with them. And a great day to honor our doctors, nurses, and all healthcare professionals who work tirelessly to heal the sick. Everyone has a vocation to help the sick. and relieve human suffering. Visiting the sick, as you know, is a corporal work of mercy. Anyone can go visit the hospital or the nursing home or someone who is sick and homebound. Everybody is called to help the sick. But as I reflected on the millions of people who come to Lourdes every year to bathe in the waters of the spring, I can't help but humbly think, in all humility, truly, in all humility, I can't help but think of the thousands of people from all over the world who come to this town of Rochester, Minnesota for healing. I can't tell you all the people I talk to after Mass. People from all over the country, all over the world. And many times they ask me to receive that beautiful sacrament of the anointing of the sick and to be anointed with those holy oils. They're here for one reason. They're coming here to this town to look for healing. I can't help but think of the tornado that went through Rochester back in 1883. I can't help but think of a small group of Franciscan sisters who begged a doctor by the name of Dr. William Mayo to come to this town and to minister to those who were sick. The sisters said, "We'll run the hospital and serve as nurses, and you can be the MD. And for 100 years, until 1983, the sisters ran the largest private Catholic hospital in the world. People came here, and still do, from all over the world, looking for healing. By the way, what's the official name of the Sisters of St. Francis? The Sisters of the Third Order Regular of the St. Francis Congregation of Our Lady of Lourdes. That's why their chapel at Assisi Heights is called Our Lady of Lourdes Chapel. And that's why when they started an academic academy, they called it Our Lady of Lourdes Academy. On this World Day of the Sick, I can't help but think of the thousands of people in this very town whose vocation it is to heal the sick. Just think of all of the healthcare professionals that we work with every day, from Mayo to Olmsted, from hospitals, nursing homes, healthcare facilities, from paramedics to those who work in the area of research and laboratory science. Thousands of people who dedicate their whole lives to caring for the sick. What a beautiful vocation from God to minister and heal the sick. And we've been talking for the past 4 weeks about different vocation stories in the Old Testament. What a vocation it is to minister and heal the sick. The Bible has a lot to say about this. Have you ever read the passage from the Old Testament book of Sirach, chapter 38, verses 1 to 15? We never, ever read it here on a Sunday. It's beautiful. It says, "Hold the physician in honor, for he is essential to you. And God it was who established his profession. From God the doctor has his wisdom." Notice that in the inherent and inspired word of God, there is no room for agnostic or atheistic doctors. God gives the doctor his vocation, and it's God who gives him wisdom. The wisdom of Sirach continues, "Give the doctor his place, lest he leave, for you need him. He too beseeches God that his diagnosis may be correct and his treatment bring about a cure." Stunning, isn't it? The Bible says that the doctor has to always be on his knees. No arrogance allowed for the doctor. He's humble, on his knees, begging that God would make sure that his diagnosis is correct and his treatment bring about a cure. And so it's clear in the Bible that you cannot have excellent health care without God. Then the wisdom of Sirach says, "My son, when you are ill, delay not, but pray to God who will heal you. Flee wickedness. Let your hands be just. Cleanse your heart of every sin." Notice how Sirach immediately talks about the sickness of the soul and the wickedness and injustice of sin. The bishops of the United States have said in their ethical and religious directives for health care services that without health of spirit, high technology focused strictly on the body offers limited hope for healing. That's right. Because healing of the person means healing their body and their soul. Isn't why that the doctor heals us in the first place? The doctor heals our bodies so that we can continue with our most proper human activity, which is the adoration and worship of the triune God. See, we want to be healed in our bodies so we can worship God in our bodies and our souls. We want to be healed in our bodies so that we can go on serving God and building up his kingdom. And our model for all of this is Jesus, the divine physician. For he took away our infirmities and bore our diseases. Jesus heals not just physically, like he did in today's gospel, right? But also spiritually. Notice how many times our Lord says, "Your sins are forgiven," and then he heals the person in their body. Jesus knows. Healing is in both body and soul. Jesus says people who are healthy don't need a doctor. Sick people do. "I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners." So if you're not sick, you don't need a doctor. If you're not drowning, you don't need a lifeguard. If you're not a sinner, you don't need a savior. On this World Day for the Sick, as we pray for our brothers and sisters who are sick, as we reach out to them and visit them and suffer with them and help them carry their cross, we too come before the Lord, as my patron, St. Thomas Aquinas, says, we come sick to the doctor of life. We all come today and cry, "Unclean, unclean, stay away from me, because I am so unclean." And yet, moved to the heart with mercy, Jesus doesn't stay away. Our divine physician reaches out and touches us and heals us. Lord, only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.